You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California has long faced a housing crisis, both in construction and affordability. And for years, the state has been pouring resources into trying to address this issue as part of a larger fight against homelessness that's been prioritized by Governor Gavin Newsom. But state officials have also been cracking down on what they see as local jurisdictions not pulling their weight. Last week, Newsom issued a final warning to 15 cities and counties, arguing that they aren't in compliance with state housing laws and are at risk of facing a lawsuit. All but two are in the San Joaquin Valley, an eight-county region which stretches from Stockton to Bakersfield, home to more than 4 million people and one of the fastest-growing areas in the state. Local officials, however, say they've been working tirelessly to bring their plans into compliance, and some were surprised by the governor's message. Joining us now to talk about how this warning is being received throughout the region are two reporters from our partners at the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. Alma Villegas is with the Merced Focus, and Garth Stapley is with the Modesto Focus. Both join us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Well, Alma, I want to start with you. Let's just like back up. What exactly is the housing plans and requirements that Governor Newsom is referring to?
The housing element, as it's called, is a set of plans that more than 500 jurisdictions in California must each submit to the state's housing department, HCD, the Department of Housing and Community Development. That's the bare bones definition of this state law. Now, things get pretty complicated very fast because these plans require complex processes and deadlines and ultimately require that county and city officials assess and lead the planning and development of housing for people living in that area at all income levels, which includes programs for unhoused populations. It requires specific arduous planning for each jurisdiction, which looks wildly different across California.
The threshold for what is deemed to be affordable housing, what is that threshold? Is there a percentage?
Yes, it's at 30% of a person's annual income, and that is for the medium area income. For Merced, last year it was approximately $90,000 for a family of four. Okay. And each year these income limits are updated.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that. Okay,
yeah.
So Garth, like these jurisdictions, cities, counties, et cetera, you know, every several years they have to submit these plans to the state. What are like the penalties for not complying with the housing laws?
Well, they could, the state could threaten to withdraw or withhold money that comes to counties and cities and things like transportation funding and such like that. Probably the bigger threat I should add is the threat, or the more immediate threat, is that he said, well, we could just sue you. And that means that the attorney general would bring a lawsuit against these jurisdictions. And of course, they don't want that.
Okay. Yeah. And that is what the governor is also threatening in this recent message to those 15 jurisdictions. How is the governor characterizing the noncompliance that he sees taking place with these communities, largely in the San Joaquin Valley?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of, you get the impression that he wants it to be viewed as they're just dragging their feet and they're just not getting on board. And so he needs to be the adult in the room and kind of slap him around a little bit.
Okay, well, let's get a look at like what housing looks like. I mean, it looks so differently from one jurisdiction to the next. Alma, you are based in the Merced area. What does housing and growth, construction, all of that, what does that look like there?
Yes, that's a good question, because previously, you know, I mentioned how housing planning just varies wildly across California because you have the desert, and Merced has a unique like geographical environment. And so here in Merced, the population is growing, right? So in like one of the plans in this housing element has to address that growth. And the reason why the region Merced County is growing is tied to UC Merced. And UC Merced is the newest the youngest university in the UC system, right? And so that happened in 2005. And in Merced County statement, the official statement was, our goal remains clear to plan for suitable development opportunities that support the needs of our growing community.
And I guess, how did they respond to the governor's announcement? I mean, this was at the end of March. I mean, was the governor's office or the state already communicating with them that they weren't in compliance? I mean, were they surprised by this announcement?
Yeah, that's also a great question, right? So it sounds like a lot of them found out about the announcement through the evening news. So the governor was at a conference, at a volunteer kind of conference, and then just kind of talked about this, out of these 13 jurisdictions, more than 13 jurisdictions being out of compliance. And so a lot of the officials I talked to, and that includes Atwater City and Merced County, is, yeah, we're like kind of confused. And we've been in communication with the State Housing Department, HCD, right? And then, it sounds like there's just miscommunication and they're kind of just scrambling. And I just recently got out of Merced County's continuum of care meeting. And so COC conducts the local annual point in time count, which assesses how many unhoused people are in the county. And John Checkley, from the Human Service Agency, was just describing how he's a little hesitant to speak about the process and just like the situation. It just sounds like there's a lot of confusion, and we're trying to figure out also by asking questions.
Did you get a better understanding from their perspective how getting into compliance, how that process is, and if there's any challenges they're running up against?
I just it's so it's been a week, and I followed up with some county officials and Merced County officials, so I'm waiting to hear back. But yeah, it sounds like they're confident about meeting compliance, and so is Atwater.
Okay. Well, Garth, you're focused more on San Joaquin and Stanislaus counties. I mean, when talking about growth and housing, I mean, as Alma laid out, I mean, Merced has UC Merced, and so it is fast growing. Is that the case in Stanislaus and San Joaquin counties as well?
Yeah, not necessarily, especially in Stanislaus County, where we have some slow growth measures on the books that have kind of kept ramping growth down, and so it hasn't happened very much. Now, Patterson, one of our cities that is being threatened, has more than doubled in this century, so that's a lot. But the other cities, specifically Oakdale and Turlock, have not grown very much, and Modesto itself is one of the slowest growing cities in the region.
When you talk to those, communities that are being named in this release from the governor threatening lawsuits, have they had regular communication with the state and the governor? I mean, Alma laid out that, that Merced and Atwater, they took this by surprise. Was Patterson, Oakdale, and Turlock, were they surprised as well?
Yeah, they were. And Turlock in particular provided me with a list of documented contacts that they've had with the state, trying to work out what the state wants and what they need to do to come into compliance. And on this list, they've had 24 contacts in the last 6 months, which is quite a bit. And so when all of a sudden the governor says, "Nope, that's it. You've got to get in line or you're in trouble," then they were like, "Well, wait a minute. We thought we were progressing and getting this done." In Oakdale's case, they have a schedule laid out to where they expect to adopt their housing element in 80 days. And the governor says, "Well, if you're not going to get it done in 60 days, then we're going to sue you." So are they really going to? Well, I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, and just this morning, in terms of a response, Republican State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill sent a letter to the governor demanding that he withdraw the threat of legal action against Patterson, Oakdale, and Turlock. I mean, what kind of recourse do local communities have? I mean, we do have, that letter from a state lawmaker, but how could they respond to the state and the governor? Because there's clearly a disagreement when it comes to this pathway towards compliance, Garth.
Well, and like I just mentioned, Oakdale has a schedule and they expect to adopt their housing element in 80 days. Well, they could just simply say, oh, well, maybe we better get more serious. And they move it up and they adopt it within those 60 days, and then they probably are okay. Ones that are further out, I mean, like Turlock, submitted its draft a year ago. And so they've just been working on doing revisions, and they just need to finish it up. I would suppose, to answer your question, they're just going to get it done.
Are there barriers to the process? I mean, as you laid out, there's lots of communication happening, but the majority of these 500 communities have been able to get into compliance. When it comes to like barriers and challenges, I mean, did you learn like are there unique ones happening in these communities as to why, the majority of other communities have been able to get into compliance?
Sometimes, absolutely. For example, Patterson is in a pickle. They were threatened by the state housing department in the fall because they well the problem is the Patterson sits on an aquifer that is overdrafted critically, and so they can't pump any more water that's needed for these new houses. And so they were threatened in the fall to you better not grow if you don't get another water supply. And now they're being threatened, well, you better grow. So they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't, and they're kind of scratching their heads.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with reporters Alma Villegas and Garth Stapley about how San Joaquin Valley communities are responding after being issued a final warning by Governor Gavin Newsom over their housing plans. So another question is timing. Why now? Garth, how do you, when you talk to officials or just through your own reporting, how does this announcement and this threat from the governor fit into, I guess, a bigger picture, either with the governor's bigger ambitions and plans? This is his final term as governor. Like, why is this happening now?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I gotta point out that, the cities are not going to say this on the record. And so this is more like just obvious observation that, the governor has political ambitions. He's probably going to run for president. And if he's going to do that, then he needs to look tough to, and also one of his black eyes in California is the housing crisis and the unhoused, to be more specific. And so he's got to look like he's doing something. And if he can knock around some cities and counties and say, you guys really need to do this or I'm going to sue you, then he looks kind of tough to voters. And that's what he wants to do. Now, none of the cities and counties want to pick a fight with the state. So they won't tell you this, but it's just kind of obvious on its face.
Alma, are you hearing that as well when you talk with, people in Merced?
I don't know. Like, I can just relate to Garth's reporting because I know like he's an experienced veteran journalist, and so I'm sure he's been like hearing a lot. But yeah, like it seems like it's obvious. Yeah, but I guess it's a question I'll ask officials, see if like they'll go on the record or not.
So, Garth, what is the deadline? There is the threat of this lawsuit. It may or may not happen. Is it a 30-day deadline, or is it a little more complicated than that?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure that I can answer it for certainty, but in the letter itself, the governor gave him 30 days to respond, and so I assume that they will. I mean, most of them are in constant contact with his housing department anyway, so that's not going to be a hard thing to respond. But to actually meet the deadline, I don't know that it's hard and fast. Maybe Alma knows better.
I think that's really interesting that you differentiate that, right? Because there's communication about like what's going on, maybe trying to clear up some confusion, but the compliance is, I think, what is ultimately the important thing, right?
And finally, if there is a lawsuit, I mean, what is the teeth behind the lawsuit? What does a lawsuit actually achieve?
Yeah, it would jeopardize funding home to homeless programs, to housing at different at affordable incomes. That's just the kind of like the gist of it. I have asked for like, the numbers specific to the jurisdictions in my area. So yeah, just looking forward to having that information soon.
Well, Alma and Garth, thank you so much for sharing your reporting from the Central Valley.
Thank you, Vicky.
Our pleasure.
Alma Villegas is a housing reporter for the Merced Focus, and Garth Stapley is a reporter with the Modesto Focus. We've been talking about how San Joaquin Valley communities are responding after being issued a final warning by Governor Gavin Newsom over their housing plans. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.